I think it's consequential. I think if you are a Democrat, a sign of relief. If you are a Republican, caution, because you've prepared all this while to face Joe Biden, and he's no longer going to be on the ticket, and you have to quickly recalibrate and prepare for Kamala Harris or whoever the Democrats decide to go with.
And still, what is not clear, even within the Democratic Party, is everybody going to now rally around the vice president?
Well, that should probably be the next thing to do, because it's easy to go with her for all kinds of reasons. She's already on the ticket with Biden, so she will inherit all the money that the campaign has already raised. That money cannot be easily transferred to another candidate, so she's the person that should be number one on the list. Also, she's been a pretty good vice president, and she has national experience, and so she's the logical candidate. She's more qualified than Barack Obama was when he ran for president, more qualified certainly than Donald Trump was when he ran for president. And the Democratic establishment, they don't have a lot of time to find somebody else and to prepare that person for national office. Running for president is difficult. You can be a successful governor. You still have to learn the entire country. She's been there. She's done that. If they rally around her, she can win. And I think that within the next week or so, this is going to be sorted out, and the Democrats are going to have to talk among themselves and come up with a quick plan to either endorse her or, if not, have some type of a context to see if there's somebody better out there. But whoever is chosen, the entire party has to rally around that person, because there's no time play around.
Professor, I was reading an article. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, was calling on President Biden to resign, because he said that if President Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president.
I think the Republicans have to say that, because this is unexpected, and this is, they are on the other side, so they have to contest that. But I don't think that you could draw a conclusion based on him coming out and saying that he's not going to run for re-election. That doesn't mean that he cannot be president. It means that he's admitting that maybe he cannot be president for the next 4 years. It doesn't mean that he cannot be president for the next 4 months. No, so I think that he's going to finish out his term. But I understand the Republicans making a case out of this. It's what they're supposed to do. They are the opposition party.